Let's go next to Missouri, where two suicides have stunned the state Republican Party. In February, a leading Republican candidate for governor shot himself dead. And then last month, his press secretary took his own life. These tragedies have people asking if there is something wrong with Missouri politics. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has the story.
Tom Schweik launched his campaign for governor with a scathing broadside against Missouri's Republican Party establishment.
They've tried to buy the courts. They've tried to buy the media. It's deception, and it's fraud, and it's influence peddling, and it's the kind of thing that worries me about the future of the Republican Party in Missouri. And I thought we needed a voice that says no.
Schweik had just sailed to a second term as state auditor. He was polling well in the Republican primary for governor. Then this.
However, the sunny news is that the 54-year-old Missouri state auditor Tom Schweik, a leading candidate for governor in 2016 for the Republicans, is dead today of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schweik left behind a wife, two kids, and lots of unanswered questions. Friends said he was distraught over a coordinated assault from Republicans backing his chief primary opponent, Catherine Hanaway. With voting still a year and a half off, they'd already launched an attack ad in the style of the Netflix series House of Cards.
Tom Schweik? Like him? No. Is he a weak candidate for governor? Absolutely. Just look at him. He could be easily confused for the deputy sheriff of Mayberry. But more importantly, he can be manipulated.
And that is exactly what Schweik's supporters say the attack ad was intended to do, manipulate the candidate, drive him out of the race. Former U.S. Senator Jack Danforth, an Episcopal priest and a fellow Republican, gave the eulogy at Schweik's funeral.
Words do hurt. Words can kill. That has been proven right here in our home state.
Speaking from the pulpit, Danforth said that Schweik believed that Missouri Republican Party Chairman John Hancock had been mounting a whisper campaign, telling political donors that Schweik was Jewish, which he wasn't. Hancock admitted mentioning this casually, but said he meant no harm. Danforth said it was hurtful and anti-Semitic.
The only reason for going around saying that someone is Jewish is to make political profit from religious bigotry.
Danforth went on to call the attack ad bullying, and the man behind it, political operative Jeff Rowe, a bully. Just after the funeral, Schweik's press secretary, Spence Jackson, spoke up, demanding that party chairman Hancock resign. Danforth agreed, but other party leaders went silent. None of Rowe's clients, including presidential candidate Ted Cruz, publicly broke ties. Hancock remains party chairman.
And a month later, it looked like the furor was dying down.
Dave Helling covers politics for the Kansas City Star.
And Spence was worried about that. That's what his friends said, that he was quite upset that it looked like, in their words, the other side might get away with it.
A month and a day after Schweik's suicide, Jackson called in sick. And the following Monday, police held a press conference in Jackson's hometown, Jefferson City.
Initial assessment of the scene indicated that Jackson died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. There were no signs of forced entry, nor any signs of a struggle.
Jackson's note said only that he couldn't take being unemployed again.
The story doesn't add up. What's missing here? What would cause two prominent Republicans to take their lives? I don't think it would be the prospect of not being the Republican nominee for governor.
Marvin Overby, a political science professor at the University of Missouri, says that being Jewish is not a big political liability in Missouri. Rumors about other factors that may have pushed Schweik and Jackson to take their own lives abound. Former Senator Danforth says such talk amounts to a second whispering campaign. The facts, as he sees them, are pretty stark.
Tom Schweik publicly attacked what he thought was corruption in state government, and within a month of that, he was dead. Spence Jackson publicly called for the resignation of John Hancock, and with a month of doing so, he was dead.
Danforth says that Missouri politics has devolved into an arena where ruthless operatives, financed by a wealthy few, battle for power. He hopes the suicides will leave voters here to re-examine the political landscape. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.